Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Alex. All right, I'm not sure what that was about. Someone's asleep at the wheel there. This is Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. We have Judy Mandel coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, White Flag, and we'll take your calls in our second segment, as we always do on The Bright Side. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are up. And a Join the Team link is up as well, that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start yourself a home-based business, be part of the multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. Judy Mandel at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, White Flag, which is a memoir, a very personal memoir, actually, about addiction and what she calls post-generational trauma. Judy Mandel at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so last Bright Side episode, we were talking about the chakras and the endocrine system. The chakras are the centers of neurology that have been written about and talked about for thousands of years. The Buddhists or the Hindus who first started talking about the chakra system. The first chakra, second chakra, there's seven chakras, third chakra, fourth chakra, fifth chakra, sixth chakra, seventh chakra. The word chakra actually means wheel in Ayurveda, and I'm not sure what language, Sanskrit probably. And each chakra is associated with a glandular, with a gland and part of the hormone system. The most interesting one, the most fascinating one to me, is the third chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra. Solar meaning sun, plexus meaning concentration, and this is a large concentration of nerves that's located in the center of the body. And why I find it so fascinating is because the solar plexus chakra is also the seat of the digestive system. The center of the body, as it turns out, is the seat of the digestive system. And it's probably no coincidence that we call the center of the body the sun. Sun being the center of the solar system and the solar plexus being the center of the body. This center of the body, this digestive system, where the digestive system is located, is really where a lot of chronic degenerative diseases are initiated from. I often talk about the relationship between the digestive system and chronic degenerative diseases, and I can either see when I'm looking at people or hear on the telephone people's eyes rolling. Yesterday I was talking to a gal about a condition called amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease or ALS. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. It's actually not even a single disease. It's actually a diagnosis for a bunch of different neurological symptoms that basically involve degeneration of the nervous system. Lou Gehrig famously had it, thus the name Lou Gehrig's disease. But probably the most well-known case of ALS was the polymath genius Stephen Hawking, who had this degenerative condition, and ultimately he ended up just being basically a blob who could only communicate through some kind of computerized box and with his eyes. Can you imagine this condition? Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, is when you lose complete control over your nervous system. But here's the thing about ALS, and this is what I told my friend on the telephone yesterday. I said, ALS is really a digestive health issue. And I could tell by when I was talking to her, you know, she's on the telephone, I couldn't see her, but I could tell she kind of paused for a little bit, and I could tell that she was sort of rolling her eyes, and there goes Ben again talking about the digestive system, and the digestive system is everything, and Ben's a one-trick pony, and I know people think that when I talk about working on digestive health. In fact, when she texted me about ALS, she said, "What can I do for ALS?" I said, "You know, I can tell you lots you could do for ALS, but you're not going to want to hear it." And I knew she wasn't going to want to hear it, because nobody wants to hear that they got to change the way they eat, or nobody wants to hear that they got to work on their digestive system when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases. It sounds kind of like Boulder, Colorado hippie talk, but it's not. It's biochemistry, and this is what happens. You have the intestine, which is supposed to absorb nutrients. Over time, it develops leaks. It develops holes. This condition is called intestinal permeability syndrome. Syndrome meaning it has multiple effects. Syndrome is when you have one cause and a lot of effects. Intestinal permeability syndrome has one cause, that is a leakage or permeability of the intestine, and it has lots of effects. In fact, every single chronic degenerative disease is associated with this condition. Every one of them. I know I talk about it a lot, but it's really, really important to understand, because when we deal with an autoimmune disease, what ends up happening if we go the medical model route is we get immune suppressants. We get drugs that shut down the immune system. This is the medical strategy for dealing with autoimmune conditions. We shut down the immune system. But logic, not even medicine, not even science, just logic tells you that if you have an immune system condition, you have an immune system attack. Something is attacking the body. Something is, the immune system is defending, the immune system is defending the body. That's what your immune system is. Your immune system is a defense system. So if you have a condition that is being treated by an immune suppressant strategy, i.e. a drug like prednisone or like one of those fancy schmancy biologics that are being dispensed now, you have a condition where the immune system is hyperactive, where the immune system is not even hyperactive, just active. Think about it. If you're giving you an immune suppressant to quell your symptoms, what is that telling you? That's telling you that the immune system is active. So logic demands that we ask, why is the immune system active? And you'll always find an offending agent. When you have a defensive response, by definition, you have an offending agent. Let me say that again. That's so important. When you have a defensive response, by definition, you have an offending agent. The medical strategy is to shut down the defensive response. The logical strategy is to figure out what the offending agent is. Now, if you don't think you have, if you're not sure if you have an immune response, just think of the word inflammation. Inflammation, the inflammatory response, is how immunity shows up. Immunity is inflammation. Inflammation is immunity. Inflammation is the calling card of the immune system. And every medical professional knows that chronic degenerative disease goes hand in hand with inflammation, i.e., it goes hand in hand with immunity, i.e., it goes hand in hand with defensive response, i.e., it goes hand in hand with an offending agent. Okay? I hope that makes sense. If you have a long-term chronic degenerative disease that's as horrific as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or multiple sclerosis or rheumatoid arthritis, or as mild as acne or dermatitis on your skin, you have a defensive response.
That means, by definition, you have an offending agent. Now, you could take prednisone, you could take a biologic to suppress the immune system, but doesn't it make more sense to figure out what the offending agent is? All right, I'm going to continue that line of thought. When we come back from our break, we'll also take your phone calls, 844-236-6010.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment if we have calls, and we will chat with Judy Mandel about her book, memoir, White Flag, which is a book about addiction and transgenerational trauma.
really interesting personal story. Judy Mandel at the bottom of the hour. Your calls to segment 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about this whole idea of the digestive system and chronic long-term degenerative diseases. Do you know 4 out of 10 Americans have 2 or more chronic degenerative diseases? 60% of Americans have at least one chronic degenerative disease. Chronic degenerative diseases should not happen. The body is designed through millions of years of evolution to regenerate, to build itself after it's breaking, to heal itself after it's damaged. Chronic degenerative diseases, which we take for granted and which we just assume are part of living, are unnatural. They're not supposed to occur. They're a classic sign of lifestyle mismanagement, largely through foods. And that's because of the relationship between the center of the body, the digestive system, specifically the intestine, specifically the small intestine, and also to a certain extent the large intestine, and the rest of the body, the system. You see, when we eat food, that food is supposed to be broken down, and then the nutrients in that food are supposed to come into the bloodstream through the intestine very, very carefully, in a regulated fashion. But over time, as our digestive system breaks down because of poor nutrition, because of poor food choices, especially fried foods, especially processed foods, especially grains, holes, leaks develop in the intestine. And not only do food particles, little pieces of food, literally, little pieces of food, microscopic as they may be, enter into the bloodstream, but also toxins from bacteria in the intestine enter into the bloodstream. These toxins and these food particles initiate immune responses. Immune responses mean inflammation. And this is what causes the inflammatory and immune conditions that underlie degenerative disease, CDD, chronic degenerative disease, diseases which are epidemic. While infectious diseases are dropping and have dropped for decades, chronic degenerative diseases are increasing and increasing dramatically despite all the doctors, despite all the drugs, despite all the medical protocols, despite all of the devices and all the insurance, despite all of the ways we focus on health and all of the dollars we spend on health, we're sicker than ever before because we're missing the most obvious and the most dramatic cause of our chronic degenerative diseases, which is leakage of toxins into the bloodstream through the intestine. Why is this important? Because we have control over it. We have so much control over how our bodies degenerate or do not degenerate, over the healing process or over the disease process. So I talked to my friend yesterday about ALS. I said, hey, it's a digestive problem. And I know she was thinking, oh, there's old Ben again talking about the digestive system for everything, blah, 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 blah. Well, just get on Google and Google ALS in the gut or ALS in the intestine. From Frontiers in Internal Medicine, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, microbiome of mice and men, ALS etiology and pathophysiology are not well understood, but, quote, it is essential to understanding the microbiome and intestinal pathogenesis that determine when, where, and whether the microbiome, that is the universe of bacteria in the intestine, and metabolites are critical to ALS progression. From the British Medical Journal, the gut microbiome, a key player in the complexity of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. From today, UIC Today. Researchers at the University of Illinois, that's UIC, are looking at the possibility that GI changes could be an early warning sign for Lou Gehrig's disease. Headline, could there be a link between enteric neurons, that is the intestine, and the gut microbiome and ALS? But you don't need studies. It's just logic. It's just common sense if you understand how the body is put together. And it's not just ALS. It's also all autoimmune diseases. It's also dementia, by the way. This is another article from, this one is from Baycrest Center for Geriatric Care. Research suggests gut microbiome plays a role in lifestyle's effects on dementia risk. So why is all of this important? It's important if you're sick, or if you know somebody who's sick, or if you have a loved one who's sick with some kind of long-term chronic degenerative disease, that you let them know of the relationship between their food choices and their digestive health and their symptoms. Listen, ALS is horrific. Autoimmune diseases are a nightmare. And even mild conditions like dermatitis or acne or psoriasis or eczema, which aren't all that mild if you're suffering from them, are all connected to the foods we're eating and the strength and the integrity of the intestinal lining and the digestive system. And what does that mean? That means that if you're dealing with a condition like this, or you know somebody or have somebody in your family who's dealing with a condition like this, focus on food and focus on digestive health. The first thing you want to do is you want to do a food diary. That is where you write down everything you eat, and then you write down the relationship between the foods you eat and your symptoms. If your symptoms flare up, that's even better, because then you have real-time information between the relationship between the foods you're eating and your symptoms. You just say, hey, what did I eat an hour, 2 hours, 8 hours, 6 hours before I got my flare-ups? And you write everything down, just like a doctor or a nurse in a hospital. You chart. You write everything down. You write down what you ate, and you write down how you feel 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 24 hours later, and you keep doing it. You get a little notebook, and you have a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks worth of information, and you're going to be shocked at what you find out if you're dealing with a degenerative condition or dealing with any health challenge. Guaranteed, 100%, there's going to be something that you find out that you didn't know. Oh, every time I have corn, I break out. Oh, every time I have oats or grains, my symptoms flare up. Oh, every time I have beans, my acne gets worse. All of these are indicators to you that you can see personally without a doctor, without medical intervention, the relationship between your lifestyle choices and your body's symptoms. And then you eliminate those foods. Now, if you want to make it go faster, if you want to see the results even faster, fast for a couple of days. And what you'll notice is, as soon as you're eating foods, the effect of those foods becomes more dramatic and profound. Because as we eat foods over and over and over again, for months and for years and for decades, we tend to not notice their effects. But if we fast for a couple of days, those effects become more dramatic and prominent. Not only that, but when you fast, if you're dealing with a painful, inflammatory, degenerative condition, your symptoms will resolve. Yes, when you don't put food in your mouth, when there's nothing for your digestive system to process, when there's nothing to leak into your bloodstream through your intestine, you feel better. And then you get yourself on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity, the best probiotic supplement I know. And by the way, you can also use digestive enzymes to help defend against some of these symptoms, because digestive enzymes help you break down your foods so that when things do leak into your intestine, at least they're not as complex as they would be if you didn't have your stomach crunching up and digesting the food. So digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar, probiotics, food elimination, food diary, fasting, these are all strategies we can employ from the comfort of our own living rooms and bedrooms and bathrooms without medical intervention, without drugs, that are guaranteed to reduce symptoms and ultimately improve longevity. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Judy Mandel coming up next. We're going to talk about her book, White Flag. We'll be back right after this break. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Youngevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Youngevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Twitter on Saturday updated its app in Apple's App Store to begin charging $8 for sought-after blue check verification marks in Elon Musk's first major revision of the social media platform. Aaron Carter, who won early fame as a child pop star and toured with his brother's hit band Backstreet Boys before pursuing careers in rap and acting, was found dead in his home near L.A. on Saturday. Carter, who was 34, released his debut album in 1997 when he was just 9 years old, becoming a child pop star who frequently appeared on Nickelodeon. And as they struggle to maintain what remains of an electricity grid heavily damaged by Russian missiles, officials in Ukraine's capital say they have begun planning for a once-unthinkable possibility. That is, a complete blackout that would require the evacuation of the city's approximately 3 million remaining residents. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air weeknight or weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 24/7. On the archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products as well at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories, blog posts, and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself, start a home-based business, and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also make a little money, make a lot of money, or just get your longevity products at the wholesale price if that's what you want. Call 866-735-2470 or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for the prevention of post-surgical scarring, for healing of burns and cuts and skin traumas. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify it. No surprise, healing is beauty. Always health equals beauty. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. They're about the health of the skin, repurposed health products, repurposed as beauty products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. Fat-soluble vitamin C, retinol, plant-derived ionic minerals, alpha-hydroxy acids, hyaluronic acids, all in transdermal delivery bases to get those active ingredients to the skin cells, which are way, way underneath the skin surface. Skin health equals skin beauty, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Check them out at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com, and we actually have a special running today and tomorrow, a two-day special, so check them out now. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Judy Mandel is the author of a new book, White Flag, which is a really, really interesting book about transgenerational trauma, about addiction, and most of all, about vulnerability. It tells the story of Judy's niece. Well, I'll let Judy tell the story. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Judy Mandel. Hey, Judy. Judy? Do we have Judy? Alex?
Yes.
Hey, Judy. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your book. And there's some really interesting philosophical ideas about the book, in the book, about transgenerational trauma, which I find to be a fascinating subject, as well as addiction, and most of all about vulnerability and surrender. And I want to talk about all those, but why don't you spend a couple of minutes just telling the story a little bit, a synopsis of the story about Cheryl, and about what you dealt with and what she dealt with before she passed. And then then we can talk about some of the bigger ideas.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And I think I could start by telling you that this book, White Flag, is a continuation from my first book, which was called A Replacement Child. And the reason I need to tell you about that is because Replacement Child focused on a plane crash that killed one of my sisters and badly injured my other sister.
In the house? Crashed into the house. The plane crashed?
Yeah, this was right in Elizabeth, New Jersey, actually, in 1952.
That's amazing.
So this was Cheryl, the subject of White Flag, is the daughter of my other sister who was badly burned in that crash. So you can see how the transgenerational trauma piece comes into play for this book as well. And I think that's an important piece of it, is to understand that trauma in a family, whether it's, you know, way before your birth or not, is something that is part of who you are. And that's an important piece of the story. It's not a recovery story, I'm going to tell you that. And it's more a story that's not just about my niece who had substance use disorder, or me who, you know, dealt with it with her. I think it's more of a universal story, and it was my quest to really understand the complexity of substance use disorder and answer some of the questions that everybody has who has a loved one with substance use disorder. You know, why did this happen? And, you know, why can't they stop using the drugs? And, you know, what is it about this that is so difficult to deal with?
Do you think underneath substance use disorder there's always some kind of trauma? Is that like a prerequisite for substance use disorder?
You know, I also want to give you the caveat that I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor.
In your opinion.
I'm not a psychologist.
No, but you're entitled to your opinion.
And from what I've read, yes, I think there is an underlying. There's always an underlying reason why there's substance use,
Well, when I say trauma, I mean, is it what I'm trying to get to is substance use, a substance abuse, a dysfunctional form of self-medication or coping, perhaps?
Well, if there's always something underlying it. It doesn't just happen by itself. I mean, I realize that, you know, there are some circumstances where someone might be prescribed for pain, which certainly has happened, especially with the opioid crisis, that people have been prescribed these drugs and then they do become addicted to them. And that is certainly, you know, part of the issue. I think that substance use disorder with people who wind up using and abusing the drugs for a period of time, I believe there's definitely a dual reason for that. And that I think that's why they're trying now to dual diagnosis treatment, not just treat the substance use.
Yeah, that's why what I was trying to get at is this idea that we have this we kind of willpower our way to quitting. Or to stopping whatever we're abusing, whatever our addictive substance is. But until you deal with that underlying trauma, it seems to me like that's not really possible, and that's why there's so much recidivism, so many people who quit for like a year or a month or 2 years or whatever, and then they go back because they haven't dealt with that underlying trauma.
I believe you're right, and the other part of that is the change in your brain chemistry from using the drugs, which makes it more and more difficult to stop using the drugs. You know,
right.
The metaphor that kind of was meaningful to me was, you know, you're careening down a steep hillside and you're trying to put your foot on the brake, but the brake doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
And that is, I think, what a lot of people go through, that they're trying, and they're trying. I know my niece tried. She tried to quit, there, you know, many times. She was in rehab. There were many times that she tried, and she was trying right up until the end, I'm sure. I know it.
Did she understand the underlying emotional or psychological distress or trauma that was underneath the addiction, the transgenerational trauma?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, later in life, she was diagnosed with depression. But she really didn't get the treatment she needed for that, or the counseling.
Hang on to that thought, because I want to talk about a really interesting subject that your title, White Flag, reminds me of, and that's the idea of surrender. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Judy Mandel's with us. Her book, White Flag. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. We're talking to Judy Mandel about her memoir, White Flag. Judy, White Flag, obviously, the White Flag is about surrender. But there's also this kind of idea in the book about powerlessness. So how does the powerlessness, the sense of powerlessness, relate to surrender, which almost sounds like giving up? How do those two go together?
Well, let me tell you why I called it White Flag. It has kind of three meanings for me, and the first was when my niece was homeless, the way she found a bed in Louisville, Kentucky, when the temperatures were the coldest they had been in probably a decade. She found a bed because of what they call White Flag, where the shelters open up their doors to anybody. They raise a white flag. It used to be a literal white flag out by their doors, but now it's a digital white flag or figurative white flag. And that's how she found a bed. So that was one of the things which, you know, they surrendered. They surrendered to the elements that we have to let people in. The other part of it is with people with substance use disorder is that they have to raise their white flag and surrender to the fact that they need help. And that was one thing that I believe Cheryl never really did. And I think it's probably the ingredient that is the most important to be able to say, yes, you know, I need some help with this. I don't want to be like this, and I want help. I'll tell you, the third white flag was for me, for personally, you know, since this is also my story, about raising my own, you know, surrendering, you know, my white flag, that there's just only so much that I could do to help her and to save her. So it's kind of a threefold meaning for me. And you're right, it's surrender. Definitely, that's the ultimate meaning.
Yeah, that's really interesting because so much of our struggle is based on resistance to what is occurring, and then surrender is an easy way to just kind of let things be.
Mm-hmm.
Even the word dis-ease, out of ease, dis-ease implies some kind of resistance to what's showing up, to what is.
Yes, that's very true.
So what?
That is very true. I don't think it's easy, though, when you say, you know, surrendering is kind of giving up. I think surrender is difficult. I think, you know, giving up your own, you know, power to I can do this myself. I think it's difficult to surrender to the fact that you can't, that you need some help.
Giving up control, in a way. It's like, why we don't want to give up control. And that's what surrender really means, is giving up control, which we really don't have, as it turns out. Especially when you're addicted, you really don't have control. Isn't it interesting how addiction is kind of a dysfunctional way of controlling things? But at the end of the day, it's like a classic, not you're out of control, but it's an attempt to gain control.
It has control over you.
Yeah, and ultimately it ends up having control over you. That's the great irony of it. What would you do over again? What signs would you look for over if you had to do over again? What did you miss, do you think?
What did I miss? I missed that I needed to be with her more. I was trying to help her at a distance. I missed that I should just go to her and confront her with the fact that she had substance use disorder. She was denying it, you know, right up until the end to me. And the only way I would have known was to go do a drug test and, you know, say, you need help. I need to get you into rehab. That's one thing that definitely I missed.
Now, for folks who are dealing with addictions in other people, and when a loved one has an addiction, it's almost as hard, it may even be harder on the loved one than it is on the person who's dealing with the addiction. What can you tell people who are dealing with this kind of situation with a loved one about getting their loved one help? Do you have any advice for that? How to get loved ones help? Because there's notoriously resistance to that.
I think the first thing is to meet them where they are, to help them stay alive until they're ready to get help, until they're ready to raise their own white flag, you know, get them what they need, while also protecting yourself. Of course, you know, you have to protect yourself because they will, you know, steal and, you know, lie to you, and that's a given. But try to make them know that you love them. See them as that same person that you've always loved. They're still in there. They're not their addiction. They're still that person, and to realize that and be there for them wherever they are at the moment. I think the most important thing is to don't let them, you know, disappear into, you know, the streets, and to let them know that you believe in them and they can recover, and that when they're ready, you'll help them find the help.
Do you think there's an element ever of letting somebody suffer, letting them have their addiction, and just kind of being there for them if you're needed, and just letting them do that? Or do you think you always have to, always should intervene somehow and always be a helper and somehow correct the problem? Or is there a place for just sitting there and watching them suffer?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by watching them suffer, but I think
watching them deal with their addiction. Yeah, if they don't want to quit.
If they don't want to get help, there's no way that you're going to make them get help. And the only thing in that case that you can do is let them know that you're there and that you care about them and that you will help them as soon as they're ready and with whatever you can do to help them.
How about communicating with somebody while they're under the influence of a substance?
Well, that's pretty difficult.
It's really difficult, right? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, it's very difficult.
How do you be with somebody while they're in that state and they're essentially not even themselves?
Yeah, I'm not sure that you can be. I think when, you know, they're in a place where they are needy, whether they need food or, you know, I mean, there's even, we know that clean needle exchange places leads to people getting help. What, you know, at the moment you're helping them get clean needles, you know, to use the drugs, but they're going to be in a place where they're talking to other people and they're seeing other people, and they might communicate that they need help and be sent somewhere where they can get more help. I think it's also really important to make sure the treatments are more accessible than the drugs, and to help them get buprenorphine or Suboxone for medically assisted treatment that helps with dope sickness and helps, you know, prevent overdose. And also carry Narcan. Everybody should just carry Narcan with them, especially if you do have someone, you know, a loved one, a friend, anybody that you know, that this could happen at any moment, that you need Narcan.
Do you think the severity of addiction is on a spectrum, so that addiction to your cell phone or addiction to work or addiction to love or addiction to sex is somehow qualitatively different than addiction to substances and addiction to drugs?
I think it all, there's certainly a lot of addictions. I mean, I might be addicted to writing.
Right.
Something, you know.
So is that a good addiction? Would you say that's a good addiction?
It hasn't been too bad for me.
Okay. You know, okay. So addiction itself isn't problematic. Addiction itself is not problematic, then.
Well, I think the test is, does it disrupt your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, does it stop you from doing the things and go for the goals that you have in your life and, you know, living your life?
Mm.
Certainly, there are, as you said, you can be addicted to anything. And anything can disrupt your life like that. I think, you know, substance use disorder, addiction is something that is going to have health concerns. It's going to stop you from pursuing your goals. It's going to it's going to end up in either jail or death if you don't get treatment.
Underneath addiction, though, it seems like there's always an element of escape from life, escaping from something in your life, either a thought or a memory or something that's going on. Do you think?
Well, I think that's why it has to be treated in several ways, why it's not just one simple, you know, using of drugs is not the simple answer. There's a reason behind it that needs to be addressed. It has to be addressed by counseling and, you know, medically and social services all together.
Judy, that's the last word. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. The book is White Flag, Judy L. Mandel. Thanks so much for being on, Judy. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks very much.
Have a beautiful evening. That was Judy Mandel, the book White Flag, and that is all the time we have for tonight on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, awesome, beautiful evening. We will talk to you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, bye for now.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.